Judge Sharon L. Gleason rejected what would have been the largest Tongass timber sale in decades. She sided with conservationists and found the agency's Prince of Wales landscape level analysis was flawed, as it lacked site-specific detail on proposed logging in old and new growth forest. But the judge stopped short of ordering the whole project null and void, and in court filings, the timber industry and the Forest Service argued the agency should be able to correct its faults and move forward.
We're all going to run out of wood, and that's the big concern.
Eric Nichols is head of Alcan Forest Products in Ketchikan. He agrees that the lack of detail in the Forest Service's Prince of Wales project was a problem, but he says Southeast timber industry is struggling due to a lack of access to federal timberlands.
The whole business plan on depending on public timber just doesn't work. There's too much litigation, there's too many rules and regulations, there's too much timber that keeps getting taken away from the timber side. We're down to so few acres that we can harvest on the timber, harvest timber on the Tongass today, that it's just not a viable timber, not a viable business plan in order to maintain and have a viable industry here.
Alcan exports raw timber to China, but the Trump administration's trade war, which triggered tariffs, has complicated that market. An April filing in the Federal Register by the Forest Service notes that the 20% tariffs caused exports to China to cease last August. Environmentalists say it's not red tape that's hurting the industry.
The troubles they're describing are really longer-term, more systematic troubles.
That's Earth Justice Attorney Tom Waldo.
That have to do with the fact that really, logging in Southeast Alaska is not very competitive in global markets.
He says the Forest Service wants to salvage what it can from an environmental impact statement the court rejected as inadequate.
It shouldn't be used as any kind of guiding plan for the island over 15 years, and rather they should be preparing a new, more complete, more thorough analysis of the effects to the communities on the island, to subsistence uses, and to the environment.
A filing from Viking Lumber says the Prince of Wales Island mill is constantly running short of timber. It's unclear when the judge will rule on the motions. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.